Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would bless you as you listen once again to His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. That's 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services began at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all these services, and I know that you'll receive a warm welcome from the folks at the Independence Baptist Church. But more than that, you'll find a place that you can worship God at the Independence Baptist Church. You'll find the truth of His Word preached. We use the King James Bible, and the Bible is our guide. And if you're looking for a place where you can find out what the Bible has to say, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite your inquiries into the things that we preach over this radio station, or if you have questions about the things that we practice at the Independence Baptist Church, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. And I've said before, and I'll say again, I love to talk about the Word of God, but I do not like to argue about it at all. And so I will not argue with you either, but I will give you what I believe the Bible says, and then we will go from there. This morning I'd like to speak on this subject. Are you a friend of Jesus? Now think about that this morning. Are you a friend of Jesus? I know this. Jesus is certainly our friend. I think of the scripture in the book of James, chapter 2 and verse 23, where the Bible says that Abraham is called the friend of God. The Bible says there, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. And so we find that a part of being a friend of God is believing what He said. Notice what the Bible said concerning Christ in the book of Matthew 11 and verse 19. The Bible said, The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, Behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, now listen, a friend of publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of our children. You know, I'm thankful that Jesus Christ is a friend of publicans and sinners. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ came to us. I'm thankful that He's given us His Word, and certainly we want to be the friend of Jesus Christ. But the kind of friend I want to be is a good friend. I think you probably heard the saying, if I had friends like you, I wouldn't need any enemies. You're right? Well, I don't want to be a friend like that to Jesus. I want to be a good friend. But you know, Jesus had some friends, and I put that in quotes, that were not really friends at all. Notice what the Bible says concerning one of these friends in the book of Matthew 26, verse 47 through 50. Right after Jesus Christ had instituted the Lord's Supper for His church, which He organized during His own personal ministry, notice what the Bible said. Matthew 26, verse 47. And while He yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude, with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that had betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus, and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. I want you to think a little while about Judas. You see, Judas had been baptized by John the Baptist. Judas had been called of Christ to follow him. Jesus had even named Judas one of the 12 apostles and had faithfully taught him for 3 years. Judas was a very trusted member of the close-knit group that followed Christ everywhere he went. Judas was so trusted, he was made the treasurer. He was so trusted that when Judas went out to betray Christ on that fateful night, the other apostles thought he was going out to make more preparations for the Passover or perhaps to give something to the poor. But Judas was not a true friend of Christ. He was a betrayer. Judas was the one who led this band of soldiers with all their lanterns, torches, swords, and staves to Christ. Judas betrayed Christ with a kiss, the mark of a friend, but he was not a friend. Let me ask you, are you a friend of Christ on the outside, but an enemy of Christ on the inside? Listen, are you pretending to be a friend of Christ, or are you a true friend? I'd like to play a song for you at this point, and it's entitled, Are You a Friend of Christ? Listen to the words of this song. Have you really been a friend? song asks a very, very important question, doesn't it? Have you really been a friend to Jesus? Surely, our friendship with Christ is not like the friendship of Judas, who betrayed Christ with a kiss. Our friendship with Christ would be a true friendship. Tana Gregory was the singer of that song. She is a member of the Olmsted Baptist Church in Olmsted, Kentucky, and she lives what she sings. When the disciples asked him to teach them to pray, he taught them how to pray. He taught them what to say. And then look what he says in the book of Luke chapter 11, verse 5 down through verse 11. Jesus said to his disciples, he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come unto me, and I have nothing to set before him. Jesus is relating that he is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And my, when we think about the things that Christ has done for us, how important is it that we are really a true friend of Christ? Jesus said in verse 9 of Luke chapter 11, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. That is the truth, folks. If we desire those things, and our heart is right with God, we can ask, and God will give us. We can seek, and we shall find. We can knock, and God will open the door for us. The Bible said, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that receiveth, that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And notice the good gifts that God gives. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? And we know that's not so. And Jesus said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Listen, have we really been a friend to Jesus? What do we do when we have friends? Well, when we have friends, we're around friends. We talk to friends. We ask advice of friends. You know, if Christ is really our friend, we will want to be around Christ, and we will want to be around people who are also the friend of Christ. Are you active in church services? Do you go to church? Do you worship God in spirit and in truth? Are you interested in what God has to say? Do you pray to Jesus Christ? Do you read your Bible so you can listen to His advice? One other thing for sure is that if you are the real friend of Christ, you will want to let everybody else know what a blessed friend Jesus Christ has been to you, how He has helped you, how He has blessed you, how He takes care of you, and how He watches over you every day of your life. A real friend is one who you will be around and who you want others to be around. Examine yourself today and ask yourself this question: would God call me His friend? Because it was God that called Abraham His friend. And would God call us His friend? We see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing.